Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Tomorrow night, as you know, is the first night of Hanukkah, and one of the tshuvas that Rav Schechter wrote recently relates to Hanukkah, but there was no English translation of the tshuva, so I figured we'd give a 10-minute halacha shiur relating to the latest tshuvas korona from Rav Schechter. With outdoor minyanim continuing in many parts of the country, even in New York, and according to what I've seen on my WhatsApp, even in Canada, there are outdoor minyanim that are continuing. People are very, very brave. The question has been raised about hadlakas ner Hanukkah in an outdoor minyan, in a tent minyan or something of the like, where it's not in the shul itself, but very often it's a shul-affiliated minyan. It's a minyan in a parking lot of a shul. It's clearly part of what the shul is. So in order to discuss it properly, I think it is important to give a little bit of context to understand where hadlakas neros in shul comes from in the first place, and also to look at Rav Schechter's tshuva. Again, it hasn't been translated. He didn't give the full context, as these tshuvas that Rav Schechter wrote very often assume a certain amount of prior knowledge in the basic sugya. So let's start with the basic sugya of lighting in the shul. There is a tshuvas harivash in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, where he writes that in order to fulfill Persume Nisa during Shas HaSakana, when people were unable to light Neros Chanukah by their homes, they instituted this notion of lighting Neros Chanukah in shul. That makes it a very strong minhag, and he writes that only weak minhagim like Chibur Arava do not require a bracha. So since it's a strong minhag, he gets a bracha when you light Neros Chanukah in shul, because it's an amazing thing. It's only a minhag. No one's mekayim their mitzvah with Neros Chanukah in shul, and yet we recite a bracha on this minhag. Rav Sternbach writes in the tshuva that nowadays we should light without a bracha, it's not a shasakana anymore, but our minhag is clearly like the Rav Minyan of Binyan Shalposkim that have said that even nowadays we still light with a bracha in shul. The second possibility of where it comes from, Beis Yosef quotes from a Kolbo, is that it's because of guests, just like you have in the Gemara in the 10th Parak of Maseches Pesachim, that they used to recite Kiddush in shul to be motzi the orchim yidei chavasam, to be motzi the guests their chiyuv in Kiddush. So too we have Ner Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses to be motzi the guests who used to stay in the shul. Nowadays we don't have any guests in the shul, so the Pe'er Adar, Shuvas Pe'er Adar, Simon Kuf Mem Ches says that we don't change the takana even if the reason no longer applies, and therefore even though it doesn't apply anymore, we still have it. What about Chazaras Hashatz? So in reality, the Rambam himself did away with Chazaras Hashatz, and the Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, many Rishonim discourage it, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins not to do Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, but Avil Yosef Tov LaHanik Shelo the Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says better not to do Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, but nevertheless, it seems that we still keep this takana of Neros Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses, even though we no longer have the concern about the guests. Then the Kolbo offers a third reason, that maybe it's just practice on the brachos, that in order to become fluent with all of the brachos, similar to a Shliach Tzibur saying a silent Shmon Esrei, where the Iker Shmon Esrei of the Shliach Tzibur is really the Chazaras Hashatz, but he says a silent Shmon Esrei anyway to practice. So maybe that's the idea of Neros Chanukah and Shul. Before we all go home to light, everyone should grow accustomed to the brachos. That's surprising. There are many problems with that approach. Why would we light in shul after the first night? You already have practice from the previous night. Why is it good enough to have one person say the brachos if everybody needs the practice? And also, we never practice other birchas hamitzvah. Do you go at home? Do you practice the bracha on tkiyah shofar? Do you practice the bracha on netilas lulav? It seems like an odd explanation. A fourth possible basis for the minhag, the kolbo and the sefer hamanig, right, is for those who either don't know or care to fulfill the mitzvah at home. So that's also a little bit odd. Why are we so concerned about people who don't care enough to light a candle at home? Maybe it would be more reason to understand why Chabad, let's say, does the very public lightings, because it's for those Jews who are unaffiliated, but it's also unclear why anyone would be even be Yotze. The mitzvah is Nerush Ubeiso, and this is not in anyone's home, so it doesn't seem that anyone would be Yotze with this. Then there's a fifth reason that the Kolbo says that, and this is probably the most popular reason, that it's Zecher the Hadlaka beBeis HaMikdash, that it's a Zecher to the Hadlaka Samenora in the Beis HaMikdash. So Dafka, we choose the place that is the Mikdash Ma'at to do this Zecher, and that's why we light in the south, just like the menorah was Bedarom in the Beis Beis HaMikdash, and that's why we discussed the other day the practice that the Kolbel says to dafka use the same oil that they would use in the Beis HaMikdash, to dafka use Shemen Zayis, because that mimics the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik points out that the language of the Rambam suggests that the location of the menorah is critical, yet elsewhere he allows lighting on the table if necessary. Maybe there are two elements over here. There's a Zeich HaMikdash element and another element as well. So one of these other reasons as well. Rav Shturmbach writes that women only have a chiyuv in the Pesumei Nisa, but not in the Zeich HaLadach of Beis HaMikdash, right? Not in that element. So anyway, that would clearly only apply in an actual Mikdash Ma'at. And then the Bir Agra suggests that whenever you have a mitzvah hayachid of Pesumei Nisa, whenever a yachid has an individual requirement of Pesumei Nisa, we're mesakein that it should be done b'tzibur as well to maximize that persume nisa. And we'll get more into detail on that in a moment. So comes along Rav Shechter in the most recent tshuva, where I think Rabbi Yaakov Trump from the Young Israel Aron Cedars is one that raised the question, where they have a big tent in the parking lot of the Young Israel Aron Cedars and they have regular minyanim that go on over there. Should they be lighting Neiros Chanukah in that tent? So the Ramah in Tafrei Shayin Aleph Siv Zayin records the minhag to light between Mincha and Mariv in Shul. So Rav Shechter points out that the Ramah says that some are knowing to light before Mincha on Erev Shabbos, rather than between Mincha and Mariv. If you look at the Mishabru over there in Sivkat Mem Zayin, he says there are minhagas to light after Mincha, even on Erev Shabbos, unless it's going to be too late. A lot of times people are running late, especially on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, where everything, it's a very early Shabbos, and you had to light candles before you got to Shul, so people are running late. By the time you get a minyan, you're pushing up against Shkia, and by the time you finish Mincha, it's past Shkia. So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't risk that. Don't finish Mincha after Shkia and then light Neiros Chanukah. That would be Chilul Shabbos. That would be terrible. We definitely don't want that to happen. But ideally, it's supposed to be lit between Mincha and Marv. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Maruk Tzia that whenever you light, you just have to make sure that there's a minyan present. Even if you're going to light before Mincha, okay, but make sure that there's a minyan there. You can't light without a minyan. So Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father that having a minyan is not enough. It specifically has to be done between Mincha and Mariv, because this is a chiyuv that's being fulfilled by a tzibur. So the tzibur, the notion of tzibur, is only created when they daven together to create the entity of a tzibur, and that's the hadlaka of the tzibur. As the lashon of Soloveitchik said, that Rav Shechter quoted, was that if you have 10 Jews that are reading the Morgan Journal or something like that, the Yiddish newspaper, 10 Jews are sitting around reading the Yiddish newspaper, that doesn't make a tzibur. A tzibur is when they were davening together. So a dafka has to be after Mincha, before Marav, because the tefillah already started. Only then can they light the tzibur. What about a Matzai Shabbos? You certainly can't do it between Mincha and Marav, a Matzai Shabbos. So when do you do it then? So Rav Soloveitchik would light before Kaddish Teskabel, because the Kaddish signifies the end of tefillah b'tzibur, and you want to do it before tefillah b'tzibur is over. Others are knowing to light after Kaddish Teskabel, but before Avdallah Bebeis HaKnesses. That's the way most people do. So Soloveitchik explained that could be justified as well, because there is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos of a Yachid, and there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos of a Tzibur. So maybe the Hadlak of Bebeis HaKnesses signifies the end of the Tosefes Shabbos of the Tzibur. So they're still a Tzibur. They still have that Chalosh shame of being a Tzibur up until that point where they end Shabbos together, where they say Avdallah Bebeis HaKnesses. Problem is, not every shul says Avdallah. In my shul, we don't say Avdallah in shul, so then what? So it would seem that then you should dafka light before the Kaddish Teskabel while you still have the Chalos Shem Tzibur. However, it could be, says Rav Shechter, that since we follow the Ramah in Simen Kuflam Beisif Beis, that we always have somebody say Kaddish after Aleinu, even if there's no Avel. The Kaddish after Aleinu always gets recited, and that's why the Ramah in Simen Chaf Hesif Yud Gimel says you should keep your tefillin on until after the Kaddish after Aleinu, because the tefillah b'tzibur is said to continue until the end of that Kaddish. So apparently tefillah b'tzibur begins with the Kaddish after Pesuke Dezimra, and it ends with the Kaddish after Aleinu. So maybe even after Kaddish Teskabel, as long as it's before the Kaddish after Aleinu, you still have that shame tzibur. But says Rav Shechter, all of this assumes, like the Bir Agra, who assumes that the idea of lighting in shul is similar to the idea of halal in shul with the bracha on the Seder night, meaning that any mitzvah that's a chovas hayachid and is intended to generate a persumi nisa should be fulfilled in a tzibur, within a tzibur, to maximize that persumi nisa. In order for the tzibur to fulfill that mitzvah, so you require an existing tziruf for a minyan. However, the Beis Yosef also suggests that halakha neshul is the zecher l'mikdash. So we light in the mikdash ma'at, which means that it's not a din in the tzibur, it's a din in the mikdash. It's a din in the makom. It's not a din in having a tzibur, it's a din in the makom of a kedushas beis haknesses, of a mikdash ma'at. L'chora, that would only apply in the actual sanctuary of the mikdash ma'at, in the actual shul that's set up like a mikdash ma'at. And therefore, Rav Shachter thought that it's not appropriate to say a bracha on Neros Chanukah in a tent, because while you may have a tzibur, so from that perspective you have everything you need, but you don't have the kedushas pesach knesses of a mikdash ma'at. You don't have that element of mikdash ma'at. Someone, a friend of mine who's a rav in Eretz Yisrael, just texted me today. I didn't have a chance yet to ask Rav Shachter to ask the following. He said in his shul they have an outdoor minyan with an Aron Kodesh, with a bima. They've been davening there for months and months and months. It's got three walls around it. It's only open on one side, and it's right next to the shul. So is that considered enough of a kavius? So I was wondering, would we say that if it's enough to say bracha achas mein sheva, then that would be totally in the same thing? That okay, now it's a beis haknesses. Now it's called enough of a kavius. So we'll go back to that ten min halacha shir that we had not that long ago about bracha achas mein sheva on a Friday night in all of these minyanim. What have people been doing? I don't even know what they've been doing in my own shul and the other minyanim. I would tell them not to. I would tell them that if it's not the place that they plan on davening ultimately, I think Rav Asher Weiss wrote a tshuva like that, that the only say it in a place where the plan is to be davening, where you want to be davening. But anyway, maybe those two are related, maybe not, but anyway, in a regular tent minyan, Rav Shechter thought it would be inappropriate to light with a bracha. You could still light for the Pesumi Nisa Shabbat, but without a bracha. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day and a lichtige Chanukah.